if you will. But sometimes the definition of that can actually differ from AMA's CPT definition. And with that being said, I think it's very, very important that you pay close attention to some of your contractual language, because a lot of you, maybe not a lot of you, but a few of you may attest that some of your contract language can either differ, or maybe they ran some stats on the codes that you bill out most frequently. And so this company that you hopefully are either going to renew with or not going to renew with, or be contractually obligated and having certain fees paid at certain given rates, depending on, again, where you are in the country, modifiers can actually be specifically spelled out in your contract language. So we never really pay a close attention to those types of things. Just a FYI, or a snippet, if you will, is that I know I point out in my live day classes there are certain pieces of a contract that you need to pay close attention to. One is obviously your fee schedules, know what you're getting paid. Two is your physician rights, your patient rights. And then the last thing that I want to certainly add is that you pay close attention to maybe some of the modifier language. But I find that we typically don't do that. But yet it can be spelled out even in your contractual stuff.